Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're going to jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ESPN reporter, friend of a show, Jeff Darlington.
Where have you been?
I know where Jeff Darlington's been.
Are we not happy? Are we happy? I can't figure it out.
We're happy. We're not happy. We're happy. We're not happy.
Hey, Jeff. Where have I been?
I know where you were been. I told Joe where you've been. You took a great shot with Ryan Tannehill over the weekend.
Hey.
Who's winning? Who's winning football games? Dolphins and Ryan Tannehill.
Ryan Tannehill, right.
Jeff, before we get into everything, I want to ask you, because Omar and I just had a little conversation together.
Is that what you call it?
I bet he was real positive. Real ray of sunshine this morning.
Oh, Jeff, I can't wait to email you that. I just sat back.
Do you think Brian Flores has done a good job coaching this team?
I mean, honestly, I'm not going to sit here and say I've watched. Omar, for instance, has watched every down of football.
Right, I understand that. That's true. I know.
Look, he's won some games. Like, he's got the locker room kind of together. What more do you want from the guy right now? I've long said either way, you can't really judge him off of this year. I don't think it's fair to really judge any coach in the situation that he's in.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if he's strung together some wins, that's more than – I mean, do you guys remember – like in 2007, what was going on when Cam Cameron was the coach at this point in the season,
yes,
in his first year?
Oh, yeah. Do I? That was when Jason and they were ready to fist fight,
yeah,
Cam, and he
right
goes
around the time.
He cut a guy,
that's
and
right.
He was going to bring him back Keith Traylor, so those guys and Joey Porter stood up and told him he's the worst coach he's ever seen. I want to fight
it
you.
Unbelievable. Right? That's when you not only lose, but you also are a train wreck doing it. So, like, from that perspective, I don't know. It seems okay right now.
He's done a really good job with this roster. Are you frigging kidding me? And the guys that you kind of counted on thought might be pretty damn good, like Devontae Parker.
Yeah.
He's got to get a little credit for whoever that guy is that's playing out there. Looks like a number one receiver now. It's one of the greatest.
Get the hell out of me, though, when you do that in a contract year. You know what I mean, boys?
Well, they got him for two. They got him for two. So I think, but you're right. That agent's going to be calling.
Another
right?
one? They
yeah.
Got, that they agent, next year, too? Oh,
that,
okay.
That agent's going to be calling, going, hey.
Rip that up. Rip that up.
Hey.
Yeah, no. All right.
Yeah. Hey, let's.
I'm Chris Greer. I'm saying let's do it another year.
Right.
Let's jump into the other topic and we talk about. I'm looking at this quarterback situation. We were talking Ryan Tannehill, 4-1 as a starter, 12-4.
Yeah.
Got a running game. They got a nice team and he's done a really good job. He has. Does he get a new potential $100 million+ contract or is it too early?
Oh, I don't know. It's probably too early for that. You know, it's weird, though, because, like, when you think about – I don't know what the money will be for him. But when you think about what guys kind of earn through, like, a season of playing good, you would think so. But, like, I mean, like look at Nick Foles in Jacksonville right now. He just got benched, but is playing with a massive contract based on, you know, what he was able to do late in the season. It wasn't like he was stringing together entire – you know, year after year like that, if you really break it down. I mean, I know he's a legend from the Super Bowl, but you can get paid off of a short stint. I don't know that that will be the case with Ryan. I'm very curious to see what the Titans do just based off of the fact that maybe they franchise tag him. I don't know. Maybe they lock him up for like 2 years. But if I'm Ryan, I'm sitting there saying, wait a second, this is my time to strike. Like, I wouldn't mind staying with this squad, but at this point, loyalty's out the window, right? After what I just went through in Miami, like, I want to get paid.
No,
so,
I mean, has to. Jeff, he has to. Like, this is, I mean, how many more times is he going to have during his career? Probably none, where he's, I mean, he's on fire right
now.
He
doesn't want to go anywhere else.
No, he probably doesn't. But the whole point is get a contract there. Or try. Listen, he's doing the same thing in Tennessee, which he did down here for years, except for the fact that they didn't go through the bad times with him also. He came in for their bad quarterback. He's gone 4-1. They're one game out of the playoffs right now. They're one game out of the division right now from winning the division. If somehow Ryan Tannehill can get Tennessee to win that division, right, he's going to want super money. And he should. And honestly, you know, he should probably get it from Tennessee.
You know what's funny, too? Like, I know Dolphins fans are like, yeah, we've seen this talent from him before. And I think that was what was funny to me when I, like, people were kind of in Tennessee were even like, man, like, he's all of a sudden playing great. And one guy was like, I was wondering if this was the best stretch of his career with the numbers-wise, and then I went and looked at what he did with the Dolphins. I was like, wow, he wasn't that bad. And there's kind of this narrative that, you know, he wasn't a good quarterback, and it wasn't right. That. Like, I still contend that it probably was best for these two sides. As much as, like, Dolphins fans are like, we shouldn't have let him go, it probably needed to happen.
He needed a fresh start, right. My take is he just needed a fresh start, and it was good. And listen, he really, truth be known, he handpicked. He looked and said, I'm better than Mariota. I will beat him out or he'll be injured if it's head-to-head.
Yep.
Sure enough, that happens. He's at a place he wants to be, and he's got a running game, and he can do off that stuff.
Game.
Oh, he's in a good place.
His passer rating – he's at 113.9 right now. It's higher than everybody in the league other than, well, Cousins is probably out of that now too because of last night. I mean, the dude is playing – let me look. I'm looking right now. Ryan Tannehill right now leads the NFL in passer rating.
Oh, my goodness.
How about that?
Yeah.
He's at 113.9. Kirk Cousins at 111.9. Russell Wilson, 111.1. Lamar Jackson, 109.6.
I know you can't –
Ryan Tannehill after –
That's ridiculous.
I mean,
right?
His average yards per attempt also one of the highest in the NFL. It's not like he's just dinking and dunking. So I mean, I don't know what's going on, but he looked good in warmups the other day too. I was kind of watching him, and he just throwing the ball with precision. Just looks. I mean, he just looks confident, and maybe it's that effort mentality that you kind of have after you lose a job, but. But he's doing good things up there, and I'm happy for him.
Yeah. No, I don't think – he's not a bad guy. I tried to say today, listen, he is an introvert. He's a little different guy with groups and with the media and stuff, but he's not a bad guy. He just – he likes to be left alone. Outside of you, I don't think he's big on the media overall. He's pretty much said that, but he does like you. He gives you good stuff.
Well, no, I mean, I've known him for a long time, man. I think, by the way, he's still a terrible quote. I would tell that to him to his face. I mean, he's awful.
Right.
That is brutal. But he just, and I didn't sense, I was like, I threw out a couple tweets this weekend just about what he was doing because I was covering the game. And I didn't sense a lot of ill will from Dolphins fans. Most people were like, I'm happy for Ryan. Like, that's.
I think so, too. I agree with you on that, and we get it. There are a lot of people, will say, yeah, let's wait and see,
I'm getting a lot of that, too.
But this thing is set up a little bit like when he had his best success. He had a running game, and they got a good offensive line, they're good on special teams. You look at all that stuff. They're not asking him most games to throw it 40 times. They got a guy who might lead the league in rushing. It's just a perfect, and I'm all setting it up for him. It's perfect for all the skills that he has. And I'm with you. He didn't suck. It wasn't one of those, and we do in radio, he sucks. He was just, he needed a fresh start.
Let's see if he elevates in big moments. I'm not sitting here trying to say that he's, top 10 quarterback all of a sudden in the league already. But I just think for whatever reason, things didn't work here, and I also don't know though that like Dolphins fans should be like, damn it, we shouldn't have let him go. I honestly don't think I don't even know he wouldn't be doing that this year, right?
No. It was a clean break. So, I think you said it right, Jeff. It was a clean break. He needed a fresh start. I think Dolphin fans like, needed a fresh start.
It's basically like a divorce that Joe Rose didn't have.
Right, a good
it's
one.
Kind of the one where everybody just sits at the table and says, "You get some miles, I get some miles."
Right.
Get some, not. No. Not one of those Joe Rose.
Mine's an Antonio Brown. No, not, mine's no, more yeah. under Antonio
oh, yeah,
Brown.
Yeah, yeah. I, not even a question. Yeah,
you know, you start talking about my first marriage, and it was one of the worst divorces of all time. So I was trying to think of, give me something in the sports that just. That
you're like, just, who's the guy who just got banned for gambling? That would be.
No,
like.
that's a bad one.
No, that's
a bad
not,
one.
That's not. I mean, that's not even that bad.
Yeah. Right. We're both sides blast each other. Whatever. I was trying to get there.
Jeff, but. You said big moment for Ryan. Well, the next four games at Oakland, two versus Houston and New Orleans. So if you want to talk about big moment for Ryan,
wow.
He's got a chance to get Houston. They beat Houston those two times, and they can win the division. Like, that's where we are right now with Ryan Tannehill.
Hey, are you guys – can I ask you, are you guys – like, what's the vibe on you guys with this whole Dolphins winning games thing? Are you guys okay with this?
Well, this whole thing – well, at this point, I think we're all used to it now. I wasn't –
winning?
Used to winning. Hey, three out of the last five.
No,
right?
No. We're used to the fact.
Three and two.
We're used to the fact that we won three games that we didn't think when this thing started in the first month. I didn't think we were going to win a game the way it started. I was really worried.
Let me just be the optimist because, you know, I always do this to you, and we probably got to go right now, do we?
No, you go. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're going late with you.
Give it to me.
It is worth it. It is worth it to win a few games.
I agree.
And get their locker room in the right place. It is worth it to fix the culture, even if you don't get the number one overall pick. Who are you even taking right now? Who do you know that you're taking? Who is Andrew Luck in this draft? And by
Joe
the way,
Burrow.
That didn't even necessarily work out.
No,
yeah,
right.
But is that obvious to you? Is it that obvious? Joe,
it is
eight
me.
Quarterbacks. I tweeted this yesterday.
Okay.
Eight quarterbacks right now with the best odds to win in 2019 MVP. I'm saying you walk into a casino in Vegas right now.
Okay.
And you look at the board. There's eight quarterbacks on there. Okay?
All right.
Lamar Jackson was picked 32nd overall.
Right.
Deshaun Watson was picked 12th overall. Mahomes was 10th. Rodgers was 24th. Russell Wilson, 75th. Prescott, 135th. And Garoppolo, 62nd. Not one guy that is a favorite to be the MVP this year was picked before number 10 overall. You don't need the number one overall pick. What you need is a good culture in place for somebody to succeed. And look no further than Ryan Tannehill right now.
Yeah. Now, listen, it's a good point. And now that I've had a chance, I think it was important that they win some games or win a game or two and now three and now maybe a chance to win four and five coming up. I agree with you. The culture, believing these guys tight, it's good. I don't know about getting rid of Minka. Can I get Minka back, though?
Right, yeah. We'll give that first round pick back.
Try to get Minka back.
Right, I'm okay with that. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, and I guess the Laramie Tunsil thing, I don't know. I guess that's smart. But
well, I mean, you got two first. What, you got two firsts and a second? Like,
yeah.
You got a King's ransom for Laramie.
He's
got
to hit on the picks, Jeff.
But you're going to end up getting number 23 for Minka or 22, whatever it's going to be. Right.
It's not about where you pick. It's about how you pick.
Right.
Okay, Tom Brady was a six-round pick, so Give me a break when we try to act like the New England Patriots know exactly what they're doing.
No, but here's the deal. Okay, so Jeff, you're right. But you're right on that. Here's the difference. I'm going to tell you how the other side of the Dolphin fan feels because I feel like I'm on that side of the table. I don't trust the people.
That's
the people drafting, because for the last 15 years, every guy that we might draft that's decent, he's not on this team anymore.
I get that, but what do you want? Do you trust them to pick the right guy at number one overall the way they did in 2008?
Probably not.
The great czar, Bill Parcells, said that Jake Long was a safer pick than Matt Ryan.
No.
Like,
yeah. Right,
so even
right.
If you have the number one overall pick, it doesn't mean that you can trust them to do the right thing. I mean, half the time I feel like these guys luck into the damn thing.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson?
Yeah, you're right.
No, I agree. They had none of those guys had any idea how good those
Kirk
guys
Cousins.
They had were. I agree.
The Redskins love Kirk Cousins so much they would have taken him when they picked RG3,
right,
not in the third round.
Right.
You know what? Yeah. You we do have to let you run, but you were really good. I think you needed a little South Florida fix, and you were pretty good.
Hey man, let's go. Got some coffee in me.
Are you home?
Know?
Are
you got the kids off to school. The wife's getting a workout house to myself.
Right.
Who knows what happens next?
Don't get in trouble. That's
Please,
all.
Yeah.
I can just tell you firsthand, trouble doesn't pay, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, Jeff, thank you, buddy. Appreciate
right,
you coming
see
on,
you,
man.
Jeff.
He was good. Jeff brought his game today,
right.
Man.
It's an interesting 8 o'clock hour we just had. Omar
Thanks.
Darlington.
Thanks.
All right.
We got 9 o'clock hour coming up here. We'll
How are we going to top the 8? Can I just replay the 8?
You guys just sat back and laughed your ass off.
I had a great time between 8 and 8, 17.
You guys enjoyed that so much.
Yep. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.